Morning, Happy Easter.
大家早，复活节快乐。
I'm very joyful to come to HOCL again, especially on this Easter Sunday.
我很高兴能够回到主爱之家，特别是在主日，复活节的时候。
When I look at the screen, I recognize many faces and names that brings back many good memories.
当我看见 Zoom 上面的名字的时候，我看见许多我熟悉的名字，让我有过去美好的回忆。
I'm very happy to see many new names and new faces, which indicates that the church, HOCL, is growing.
我也很高兴看见许多新的名字，这代表主爱之家正在成长。
And through the social media, WeChat and Line, and I've learned that brothers and sisters are very Bible-focused in your church life and in your daily life.
从主爱之家的社群媒体和以及网站，我知道主爱之家的弟兄姊妹都非常追求神的话语。
For this, I give thanks to our Lord.
因此，我为此感谢主。
Now, if crucifixion is the end of the story, that Jesus was just an influential man of his time.
如果十字架是我们信仰的结局的话，那耶稣基督不过是历史上一个有影响的人物罢了。
He would have been forgotten by people in few years.
他将会被世人所遗忘。
But the significance of his word and work would fade away with the passage of time.
他所做的工作乃会跟着时间所被人类所淡忘。
And there will be no Christianity and no Easter celebration.
如果真是如此，将不会有任何的基督信仰，也没有所谓的复活节的庆祝。
However, the fact is, the gospel of Jesus is still being preached today.
然而，我们事实知道，今日我们依然在传讲这个福音。
The Church of Christ still stands firm for more than 2,000 years in spite of numerous persecutions happen even today.
就算人类历史上基督徒经历所有的逼迫，然而今天耶稣基督的教会仍然屹立不动2000年。
And Christians are encouraged in the face of their life's difficulties and even despair.
虽然基督徒面对许多的困苦和压迫，基督徒依然屹立不摇。
And we believers are no longer afraid of death.
而我们信徒再也不为着死亡而惧怕。
So, because of this, we must conclude that something must have been happened shortly after crucifixion.
因此，我们会做出一个自然的结论，就是当耶稣被钉十字架之后，一定有其他的事情发生，导致今天我们所看见的现象。
The something must point to the resurrection of Jesus, followed by the ascension and the subsequent coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost.
而这个现象乃是因为耶稣基督被钉死、复活、升天之后降下圣灵在我们当中。
So the fact that we are celebrating Easter today is a strong evidence to the reason of shout of the joy. He is risen.
因此，当我们今天在这边欢喜快乐的庆祝复活节的时候，这个就是一个证明耶稣已经复活了。
And first of all, let me turn on my PowerPoint.
现在我将会把我的投影打出来。
不晓得大家看到没有？
Perhaps you, yes, we have seen your PowerPoint.
哦，OK，good. So what I'm going to do is I will use three approaches to the question of resurrection today.
所以今天我将会用三个角度来思考耶稣基督的复活。
The first one is apologetic approach, which gives us a confidence that resurrection is a reality.
第一个，我将会用护教学的角度来证明耶稣是真真实实的复活了。
And next, I will look at the question of resurrection from the theological perspective.
第二个角度，我将会以一个神学的角度来检验。
And that will give us the grasp of the significance of the resurrection.
这样子让我们对耶稣基督复活的事实有一个更深的理解。
And our resurrection is not just a theory, but also relevant to our daily life.
耶稣基督的复活不单是一个理论，而且对我们现实的生活息息相关。
So therefore, it's an existential approach.
所以这是以一个存在的一个角度来认知。
So, Paul in the Bible makes a astonishing declaration.
保罗在圣经里面做出一个惊人的宣告。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, it says,
在哥林多前书15章14节他这样说，
And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
保罗说，若基督没有复活，我们所传讲的便是枉然。你们所信的也是枉然。
And this is a theological announcement.
这乃是他神学性的一个宣告。
And on the same chapter, verse 19, it says,
而在同一章的十九节，他这样说，
If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are all people most to be pitied.
我们若靠基督只在今生有盼望的话，比众人更可怜。
This is announcement relative to our daily life.
而这样的宣告乃是针对我们日常生活的一个表示。
And resurrection also points to our destiny.
而耶稣的复活也让我们的未来有一个目标。
So in verse 20 it says, But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.The first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
二十节，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
So therefore, we can say that without resurrection, the cross is meaningless.
也就是说，如果没有复活的话，十字架没有带来任何的意义的。
Christianity is nothing but The act of futility.
那基督的信仰是完全毫无意义的。
Apostle Paul, Peter also said in this way.
使徒彼得也这样说。
But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect.
只要心里尊主基督为神，有人为你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
Now this hope is rooted in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
也就是这个心中的盼望乃是根据复活的主。
And also give an answer to this hope is the content of evangelism and apologetics.
当人家问起我们心中盼望的缘由的时候，我们所传的复活的主就是这一切的根基。
But first of all, let us realize that this what does the resurrection mean?
首先，我们要去了解一下复活到底是什么意思。
It's very important to make a distinction between bodily resurrection.And spiritual resurrection.
首先，我们必须要很清楚的把所谓的身体复活与精神复活有一个清楚的界限。
So we can easily say that the collection of Confucius' writing is a spiritual resurrection of Confucius.
如果提到精神复活的话，我们可以说孔子他所表达出来的 思想就是一种精神的复活。
And we can eagerly say that nihilism is the spiritual restoration of nature.
甚至我们可以说，尼采所强调的虚无主义也是一种精神复活。
But if I say Jesus resurrected spiritually, I do not expect any objection.
而我说，如果耶稣也有所谓的精神复活的话，我想我不会面对到任何的挑战或反对。
However, when I said Jesus is bodily resurrected, and the humanism will raise objection strongly.
但是当我宣告耶稣基督是身体复活的话，我将会受到人文主义的攻击。
But what does the humanism mean?
但是人文主义又是怎么样一回事呢？
So humanism is an ideology based on the human thinking.
人文主义就是包含人类的一些思想所归纳出来的一种理论。
So they believe everything should be interpreted in natural terms.
人文主义认为所有的事情都可以用自然现象来解释。
And he also accused that religions is really based on feeling, speculation,and devoid of reasons.
他们指控信仰完全是心理作用，所有都是一个主观的感受和揣测而已。
So as a Christian, how are we going to respond to this accusation?
那身为基督徒的我们应该如何回应呢？
First, the humanism always thought Christianity is one of the religion.
首先，人文主义认为基督的信仰不过是诸多宗教之一的一个信仰罢了。
And we disagree with that.
但是我们非常不同意这样的一个指控。
And secondly, we as Christian, or in the Bible, we believe supernatural.
第二，我们身为信徒的我们相信超自然。
And we insist resurrection is possible and also have been happened.
而且我们坚持相信复活是实在会发生的，而且已经发生了。
And Christianity is not just feeling, but with its historicity and with their objective rationality.
而基督教，我们不是一个主观的感受、揣测，一种感觉而已。乃是有一个历史性的事件发生，以至于我们深信这是真的。
So I believe it's important for Christians to distinguish what is religion and what's Christianity.
因此，身为基督徒的我们必须要把基督的信仰以及宗教有一个很清楚的理解。
The starting point of religion is merit.Which expressed by good deeds and sincerity of worship.
一切的宗教乃是根据所谓的功德。
And by doing this meritorious thing, they believe they may be going to heaven, but without certainty.
一切的宗教认为有一个诚心敬拜，然后能够积功德行善的话，或许也许可以上天堂。
So the logical sequence is you have to do some good things and you have to worship the God, whoever they are, and then with the hope that this God may accept you into the heaven.
所以世界上的宗教它的逻辑的顺序乃是这样子，根据我们的敬拜，然后开始去积功德，或许我们可以上天堂。
But in Christianity, redemption always goes first.And after redemption, we become a child of God, and then God demands us to do good.
而基督的信仰乃是我们先被拯救，我们知道我们先被赎了，然后我们再根据神的教训来生活，然后我们诚心敬拜。
And our good deed is to please our God and not to earn His approval.
而我们行善的目的乃是要讨神的喜悦。而不是要积功德能够得到某一类的成绩。
And once we have a pure heart and a clean hand, and then we begin to worship him. within the spirit.
当我们倾心守节来到神面前的话，我们就很自然的愿意敬拜我们的神。
So our logical sequence is redemption, morality, and worship.
因此，我们基督信仰的基础的顺序乃是先被赎，重生得救，然后我们行善，最后我们敬拜。
And this logical sequence is expressed in chronological sequence in the book of Exodus.
这样子的一个顺序，我们可以从出埃及记当中得到。
So first, the children of God was suppressed by Pharaoh.
之前我们知道以色列的子孙，他们被埃及的法老王所压迫。
And God listened to their pleading and then led them out of Egypt.
而神听到他们的呼求，就派他的使者带领以色列民离开埃及。
And shortly after they left Egypt, and God gave them the Ten Commandments.
当他们离开埃及以后，神就颁布了十诫给他们。
And the last step is to build a tabernacle to
worship. 而最后一个步骤，他们就开始建造会幕来敬拜神。
So I would say that the Christianity and religion have a big difference, but only a small similarity.
所以基督的信仰与世界上的宗教实际上是南辕北辙，但是中间是有一点点的相似的地方。
So let us look at five symbols, four and plus,and three, and eagle, and seven. These are five symbols.
所以我们在这边来看，用五个符号来代表四加三等于七，这个五个符号来表明这个真理。
So the only sequence that makes sense is four plus three equal to seven.
一个合理的顺序乃是四加三等于七。
Any sequence deviate from this one is a lie.
如果这个顺序有调动的话，这就是一个谎言了。
So we know that our belief is very unique.
所以我们知道我们所相信的是非常独特的。
It's not merit based, but grace based.
我们所信的不是因着功德能够得救，乃是因着恩典得救。
So next, I'm going to present three lines of evidence to the case of resurrection.
所以接下来我用几点来表明复活的原因和根据。
So I use an acrostic case, C-A-S-E.
所以我将会用四个字母来表明复活的事实。
C stands for crucifixion.
第一个字母我用 C 代表死在十字架上。
So Jesus had to die before we can even talk about resurrection, right?
因着耶稣基督他必须要先死，所以我们才能谈到他的复活，不是吗？
And after his resurrection, he appears to many people. This is a direct evidence of resurrection.
而接下来他复活之后，他就显现给他的门徒看了。
S stands for skeptic become Christians.
然后 S 是代表一些不信的人，他们因为耶稣的复活，生命得到改变。
And I will talk about even Christians, believers will experience transformation of life.
甚至基督徒都是会因着耶稣的复活，生命得到改变。
So lastly, it's an empty tomb.
最后。一代表空坟墓
，is an evidential apologetics.
这乃是我们护教学用一个事实来证明复活的真理。
So first, I would like to point out crucifixion is not a mysticism or legend.
第一个，我必须要强调，十字架上的死在十字架上，并不是所谓的一个传言，或者传说。
It's rooted in the objective historical facts.
乃是根据客观历史的事实。
And the four gospels, simply and straightforwardly, give a very straightforward description.
四本福音书里面都对十字架上的死亡做了一个非常清楚的描述。
Without any strange language.
没有用任何含糊模糊的言语去描述。
You talk about Jesus died and the disciple took away his body and then embalmed the body and buried into the tomb.
提到耶稣在十字架上断气死亡，然后门徒把他的尸体拿下来包裹好放在坟墓里。
And then the tomb was sealed by a big stone and guarded by Roman soldiers.
而这个坟墓后来被一个大石头所封住。 其他的罗马兵丁在坟墓面前看守。
On the third day, the women visit the tomb.
到了第三天，有几个妇女来到坟墓前。
And they saw the stone was rolled away.
这几位妇女看见坟墓的石头被挪开了。
And most significantly, found out the strip of linen was remained there intact.
而更重要的是，他们发现裹尸的布。 却原封的不动，留在坟墓里。They
saw the empty tomb, but they were not able to explain it.
他们看见空坟墓，却无法解释到底发生什么事了。So
by passing, I would like to point out that Muslims do not believe Jesus was dead.
在这里，我必须要提出来，就是回教徒认为耶稣根本没有死。
And it's recorded in their Bible, in their book, the Quran.
而他们这样的一个信念是被记载在他们的古兰经里面。So
they said Jesus had never died. And never
他们在上面说耶稣从来没有死。But
there's tremendous historical evidence showing this is wrong.
但是历史却有许多的事实证明他们是错的。
So we can categorically dismiss this claim.
因此我们可以就把他们所做出来这种虚假的宣告就马上可以放在一边。And
without facing any objections from Christian or non-Christian alike.
不论是基督徒或非基督徒都不会因着他们的宣告我们会产生疑惑或辩论。So
the third letter A stands for appearance.
而第二个字母 A 代表耶稣向门徒显现。So
after the resurrection and before his ascension to heaven, it was 40 days apart.
当耶稣基督复活以后，一直到他升天，一共有40天之久。So
within this time period, Jesus appeared himself to people 10 times.
在这个40天当中，耶稣 把自己向其他人显现十次不多。And
in different fashions. First of all, it appeared to individuals.
耶稣以不同的方式向人显现。首先,他向个人显现。Such
as Mary Magdalene.
就好像抹大拉的玛利亚。Peter
and James, the brother of Jesus.
彼得还有雅各。
And everybody know about the story that two disciples on their way to the village of Emmaus and met Jesus.
还有两位门徒，他们往以马忤斯的路上的时候，他们看见了耶稣。
And of course, Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples.
当然，后来耶稣也向他的11个门徒显现。
I believe the most strong evidence of Jesus' resurrection is the fact that Jesus appeared to 500 people at the same time.
其中我想一个令人最幸福的一个事实乃是耶稣向500多人显现。And
also people try to use a natural explanation to the problem of appearance by saying, oh, this is a hallucination.
有些人想挑战这样的一个事实，他们会说这个不过是大家的幻觉罢了。So
usually hallucination take place in a glimpse of presence.
但是有的时候幻觉之所以会产生是一个非常特殊、非常短暂的一个情况底下。But
Jesus' appearance at different kinds of situations.
但是耶稣却在不同的场合去向许多人显现，
and sometimes with a long period of conversation，
而且显现之后还有的时候与人有一个长时间的交谈。
And at one time he was prepared a barbecue breakfast for the disciples.
有一次他甚至在海边为门徒烤肉，为他们预备早餐。
So what is significant is after 40 days and this appearance suddenly stopped.
而这个很奇妙的这种出现居然在40天以后突然就停止了。
So as I just mentioned, he appeared to more than 500 of brothers at the same time. And the poor adds, some of them is still living.
保罗讲的非常详细生动地说，耶稣一时显现给500多个弟兄看， 其中一大半到如今还在， 却有些人已经睡着了。
And these 500 people, generally speaking, are normal people, and they do not have any abnormality in their psychology.
而这些500个人，我们可以说他们都是正常人， 他们并没有在思想和头脑方面有任何的异常。
And Jesus appeared to them at the same time.
而且耶稣却在同时向这500人显现。
So this is not possible for hallucination.
所以这个不可能是大家都经历了幻觉。
And this we have to understand a little bit about the characteristics of the resurrected body of Christ.
接下来我们要想这个耶稣身体复活的一些特点是什么呢？
So Jesus' body is spiritual and bodily and physical.
我们知道耶稣基督的复活不单只是灵性的， 也是实体的， 也是有身体的。
To people anytime, anywhere.
他可以随时随地的出现。
And then not confined by time and space.
他不被时间和空间所限制。
And the occurrence of the appearance is in our daily life.
他出现的时间可以在我们日常生活当中的任何时机。
And Jesus' body can be detected by our senses.
而耶稣基督的身体也可以被人的一些触觉所感受到。
So we have some understanding about Jesus' resurrected body, the resurrected body.
因此我们人可以知道耶稣基督是实实在在有身体上的复活。
And then we come to the third letter, S.
然后我们来到 S, 也就是第三点。
Now, we talk about James here, who is the brother, who is the son of, who is the brother of Jesus.
我们在这边提到一个人物，就是雅各，雅各乃是耶稣的弟弟。
Now, James does not believe Jesus, his brother, is the son of God.
实际上在之前有记载， 雅各并不相信他的哥哥是神的儿子。
But only after the resurrection and Jesus appears to him, he began to believe.
只等到耶稣基督死了之后复活跟他显现之后， 他相信了。So
his doubt gave way to conviction.
所以他从一个疑惑的一个态度到一个确信的态度。
His faithless gave way to become a man of faith.
他从一个不信的一个人成为一个蛮有信心的人。He
became the chief leader of the Church of Jerusalem.
他甚至后来成为耶路撒冷精神教会的柱石。He
wrote a book in the New Testament emphasized on faith in the midst of trial.
他甚至在新约当中也有他的著作雅各书，强调说在 面对困境和挑战的时候，我们要有信心。And
he also talk about divine wisdom and many practical things in Christian living.
在雅各书里面也强调耶稣基督徒应有的智慧和生活。Dive
for the cause of resurrection.
我们也因因着耶稣基督的复活，我们应该勇敢的去面对死亡。
So the next person I'm talking about is Paul.
接下来我要讲另一个怀疑者保罗。
His Hebrew name is Saul.
他的希伯来的名字叫做扫罗。
He was a terrorist.
对基督徒来说，他是一个恐怖分子。
And he persecuted church fiercely.
他竭力地残害各个教会。
However, on his way to Damascus, the resurrected Lord met him.
当有一次他往大马色的路上去迫害基督徒的时候，复活的主向他显现。
And the story was recorded in the book of Acts 3 times to show the importance of it.
在这个世界的记载里面，使徒行载就为这件事记载了3次之多。
After his conversion, he changed his name to a Greek name called Paul.
当他被主所呼召的时候，他把他自己的名字从扫罗改到希腊文的名字保罗。
He became an apostle of the Gentiles.
他就成为外邦人的福音使者。
And he testified the resurrection with might.
他为主复活做大有能力的见证。
And Paul was also the author of 2/3 of the New Testament.
而保罗也在新约圣经当中一共写了2/3之多的篇幅。
One of the what they call a golden verse is recorded in Acts 20 and 24.
其中一个我们可以说是一个金句，被记载在《使徒行传》20:24这里。
I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus Christ has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
保罗说，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完成我的路程，成就我从主耶稣基督所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
He died of a martyrdom under the hands of Nero.
最后，保罗为主殉道，被尼罗王所斩首。
So we also see that disciples' life also changed greatly.
不单如此，我们看见门徒生命的大改变。
Before they met the resurrected Lord, they were spiritually dull.
在门徒还没有遇见耶稣复活的耶稣之前，他们灵性是迟钝的。
And they fell into despair and even go back to their old job.
他们也非常的绝望，甚至他们回去重操旧业。
After he met Jesus,And then their cowardice and decadence swept away.
当他们看见复活的耶稣之后，他们过去的胆怯一扫而空。
They became a man of hope and faith and love and courage.
他们成为满有信望、爱和勇气的门徒。
So one of the crucial event recorded in the New Testament is the descent of the Holy Spirit on the disciples.
而其中一个让他们转换的记载，乃是在《使徒行传》里面提到圣灵的降临。
But Pentecost was a result of Jesus' resurrection and ascension.
但是五旬节圣灵的降临，乃是因着耶稣基督先复活升天以后的结果。
So therefore, resurrection is very crucial and the turning point of Christianity.
因此我们知道耶稣基督的复活是整个基督教历史的一个关键点。
So we are not skeptics.
因此我们不是怀疑者。
But a person with a burning heart.
乃是我们有一个燃烧的心。
Our heart set aflame with the certainty of the resurrection.
我们对的复活的肯定心里有火热。
So among the disciples, Peter was a very important figure.
在所有门徒当中, 彼得是非常重要的一个人物。
So he was outspoken with enthusiasm.
他的个性是心直口快, 热情冲动的一个人。
And he also overconfident.
他也非常自视, 自己认为自己很行。
And he said, even if all fall away on account of you, I never will.
他甚至大辣的宣告, 纵使众人都跌倒了, 我却永远不跌倒。But
he was also very timid.
但是他却同时也是一个非常胆小的人。
So three times he disowned our Lord Jesus.
他为了保命竟然三次不认主耶稣基督。
But after he met Jesus, the resurrected Lord, he became the leader of the Jerusalem church.
但是当他遇见复活的耶稣之后, 他就成为耶路撒冷教会的领袖之一。
And his sermon was very powerful that led 3,000 people to believe in Jesus.
而他的讲道带有了属灵的能力, 甚至带领3,000人一次能够归主。
And he can perform miracles.
而且他可以行神迹奇事。
Again, he was died of martyrdom.
他同时也为主殉道了。
And he requests to be crucified upside down.
当他被殉道的时候, 他要求执法者让他倒钉十字架而死。
So Thomas is another one we can talk about.
另一个主的门徒我们也可以来谈一谈。
So the disciples saw Jesus at an occasion where Thomas was not there.
当门徒看见复活的主的时候, 多马在那一次当中没有出现。
And the disciples said to him, we have seen the Lord.
其他的门徒就跟多马说, 多马, 我们看见复活的主了。
But Thomas replied, unless I see the nail marks in his hand and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
多马就对其他的门徒说, 除非我真正看见他手上的钉痕, 并且用手指探入那钉痕, 又用手探入他的肋旁的话, 我才会信的。
But 8 days later, the Lord appears to him.
但是就在8天之后, 主在多马面前出现了。
And our Lord challenged him, okay, put your finger here.
主就对多马说, 好啊, 你把你的手指拿过来。
Touch my palm and touch my side.
来摸摸我的手, 来摸摸我的肋旁。
And stop doubting.
不要再疑惑了。
But Thomas dared not to do that.
但是多马在那个时候不敢这样做了。
And he said, my Lord and my God.
他惊叹地匍匐在神面前说, 我的主, 我的神啊。
And the history told us that Thomas went to India and also Afghanistan to preach the gospel to the Jews.
历史上记载说多马后来他坚决去传福音他的足迹一直到印度阿富汗中东一带。
And set up a Thomas Church in the east side, in the west side of India.
甚至到最后一直走到印度的西部建立教会。
And he preached the gospel to the people, and even the queen believed.
他那时候对所有的百姓传福音, 甚至当时的皇后也相信了。
It's a local queen, okay? That husband, the queen, that Mr. King, was very upset and threw a lance to Thomas, and he died.
他到那个当地的 地方的皇后给他传福音, 导致国王非常的生气, 因此国王就把他处死了。 So
the disciples recorded the 12, which is a particular name. The 12, of course, minus Judah, and was a very noble people.
所以我们在这边有看见十二个门徒的改变，但这十二个门徒当中并不包括犹大。
And before they were spiritually feeble.
在他们遇见复活主之前，他们的灵性是非常迟钝的。
But after they met the resurrected Christ and they're willing to dedicate their life to the Lord.
但是当他们遇见复活主之后，他们却愿意为主牺牲性命。
So I'd like to give you some information about the important characters in the New Testament.
让我就把在新约圣经当中几位重要的人物，让我给大家做一些简介。
So I'm not going to go through each one of them, but you can see that all of them are dying for the sake of the resurrection.
我也许不会一一的来说，但是大家可以看见这一些历史上的这些信徒却做出许多的牺牲。
But I'd like to tell you a story, or maybe it's a legend, I don't know, about Paul.
我在这边也许谈一下保罗的一些传言。
And years ago, I visited Rome.
他在有一段时间他去到罗马。我自己去到罗马。
And there's a place called Three Fountains.
我在那边遇见到了一个地方叫做三泉源的一个地方。
And the legend says that when the executor cut off Paul's head, the head bounced three times.
在这边是为什么说是有三？乃是因为当时有一个传说，当他们把保罗给砍头的时候，他的头掉在地上弹起来三次。
The fountain miraculously sprang up to at each place where the head touched the ground.
也很奇妙的就三个头部所着落的地点呢就冒出了泉源。
So this is why the place called Three Fountains.
所以那个地方就称为三泉源之地。
So I'd like to give you a personal story.
我在这边也与大家分享一下我自己个人的见证。
So more than a year ago, my wife Kathy was diagnosed with esophageal cancer.
在我几年前，我自己的妻子在我一年前，我的妻子被诊断出有食道癌。
So first of all, I thank you for the brother and sister for your prayer.
首先，我为着主爱之家弟兄姊妹为我妻子祷告，我感谢。
He had gone through a very painful chemo and radiation therapy.
他因着癌症的缘故，他必须要经过化疗，是非常痛苦的。
So throughout this painful time, she always say the following things.
经历这一切痛苦的治疗当中，他这样说
：“I trust my sovereign God.
我深信我那至高权威的主。
I believe whatever.” He allots to me is for my own good.
我深信神所给我的乃是为了我的益处而做的。
So every time when we visit the doctor's office or the hospital, and the nurse always ask some questions.
所以每当我们到诊所去看医生的时候，护士总会问我们一些问题。
Do you have anxiety?
他说你们怕吗？你害怕吗？
You always say without thinking, no.
他永远是这样回答说，没有，一点都没有。
Do you have emotional issue?
你情绪上有变化吗？
No.
没有。
So do you feel down?
接着继续问，他说你感觉沮丧吗？
So she said, no.
我太太继续回答，没有。
And he always told me that I'm not afraid of dying.
我太太不断地跟我说，我对死亡毫无畏惧。
God has already given me grace.
神已经赐给我许
going up already.
神已经赐给我许多的恩典，我在这情况当中，我感恩。
And even gave me four lovely granddaughters.
甚至在我一生当中赐给我四个非常可爱的孙辈。
So I'm grateful and thankful. I'm not afraid of going to him.
因此我非常感恩，我对死亡毫无畏惧，我对要面向回到主那里的怀抱，我毫无惧怕。
So you know when your family have someone sick and it's very comfortingWhen you discover that the sick people have a very stable spiritual and emotional stability.
当大家有自己的亲人在要面对死亡的时候，你会因着他们在心理上、灵性上还有在一切的灵魂的感受上的一些平安和平静，你会感到非常的感恩。
So his attitude make my life livable.
因着我太太对死亡的态度，以至于我在这段过程当中也能度过。
So I believe the resurrection of Christ has strengthened her in difficult times.
我相信乃是主复活的这个事实赐给她这样的力量。
So quickly, I'm coming to the last letter E, which is empty tomb.
最后我会来到最后一个字母 E, 就是空坟墓。
So because people refuse to believe supernatural of the resurrection, so they come up with many, many natural interpretations.
因为许多人不相信耶稣能够复活，因此他们就有各种的不同的揣测和猜测，说到底发生了什么事。
So there are many theories such as stolen by the body was stolen by disciples, the body was stolen by non-disciples, and maybe they come up with an explanation that the people came to the wrong tomb.
所以他们就有不同揣测的理由来想要证明耶稣并没有复活，他们用了几个不同的观点和理论来说，一个是说门徒也许偷走了尸体不然是犹太人偷走了尸体，或罗马人偷走尸体，或者他们甚至到了一个错的坟墓。
Some people said, well, Jesus never died. He just wound and therefore he escaped.
甚至有人说也许耶稣根本没有死在十字架上，他只是昏过去了，他后来自己醒来就逃跑了。
So we know that religious leaders, such as the chief priests, did not want to see the tomb to be empty.
甚至说，但是我们知道，罗马的兵丁是不可能希望这个坟墓是空的。
However, the tomb was indeed empty.
但是事实告诉我们，坟墓就是空了。
So they came up with some kind of conspiracy theory.
他们又因此来开始有一些阴谋论的论调就出来了。
Saying that the body was stolen by the disciples.
他们就说也许这个是门徒去把尸体给偷走了。
But is it possible?
但是这可能吗？
I think it's not possible because Jesus' tomb was guarded by fully armed Roman soldiers.
我认为门徒偷尸的这个理论实在不可能成立的，因为罗马的兵丁是在全副武装的一个看守下来看守这个坟墓的。
And practically, they do not have time to unfold the linen wrapping the corpse.
在这样的看守的一个底下，门徒实在没有能力，也没有时间要去把武士布给打开，把耶稣的尸体给带走。
More significantly, there's no intention or no motive to steal the body of Christ.
并且他们要去偷耶稣的这个尸体的动机根本不成立。
And if they make a lie for themselves, how would they willing to die for their own lies?
如果他们偷走这个尸体，然后说谎，说耶稣能够复活的话，他们为什么会为自己的谎言而丧失生命？
And we know the Romans and the Jews try to suppress the truth of resurrection. They hope the tomb to be not empty.
我们也知道罗马人是绝对不希望大家认为这个坟墓是空的，他们会尽一切的可能不让这样的事情给泄露出去。
How could they purposely make the tomb empty and therefore gave the opportunity to the disciples to spread the rumor and cause unrestness in the society?
他们怎么可能自己把尸体弄走，然后制造社会舆论一个空间，让他们去攻击他们自己的防卫呢？
So therefore, the body being stolen by the Romans and by the Jews is not reasonable.
因此，如果尸体是被门徒或者罗马人给偷走的话，是完全不合道理的。
And our theory is that, well, the women went to the wrong tomb.
另一个说法就是这些妇女们去看找耶稣的时候，他们找错坟墓了。
So it seems to be a little bit reasonable.
也许在这边是或许有点可能。
Because the Bible says after the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, and the women came to the tomb.
因为他们去看耶稣坟墓的时间是七日的头一日，天快亮的时候。
And Luke says that very early in the morning.
路加福音也告诉我们说是非早上非常早清晨的时候。
And John says the moment the women visited the tomb while it was still dark.
甚至约翰福音这边说在天还黑的时候这些妇女们来到耶稣的坟墓前。
But this explanation is not the acceptable, doesn't hold water at all.
但是这样的一个理论实际上也是不合道理的。
Because the tomb at least was known by Joseph and by Nicodemus.
因为这个坟墓乃是被尼哥底母和约瑟所清楚知道的地方。
And again, this is not a public cemetery.
再次，这个不是一个所谓的公墓，开放给所有的人的。
It's a private grave.
它是一个私人的坟墓。
So at least the owner of the private grave knows where the location is.
所以至少这个坟墓的主人知道坟墓的地点是在哪里。
And Jesus did not die but escape.
另一个理论是说，耶稣他实际上并没有死，他是后来逃走的。
And this is what people call a swoon hypothesis.
那这里就是有些人认为这是一个猜测的一种生理的理由。
So people said Jesus is in the tomb and he gasped for breath and he fled away.
他们根据这个生理的现象，他们认为也许耶稣是后来昏厥了，然后后来终于能够呼吸了，然后他自己逃走。
But think about this, Jesus' body was tightly wrapped by linens and many layers.
但是我们想一下，当耶稣的身体被放在坟墓的时候，他是被裹尸布紧紧的包扎。
And there were 75 pounds of mixture of myrrh and aloes and embalmed him.
然后他的尸体乃是被75磅重的这些香料作为防腐剂环绕在他身上。
And do you think Jesus in such condition had the stamina to push away the stone?
你觉得耶稣在那样一个身体的状况底下，他有能力起来甚至把挡在坟墓的石头给自己推开吗？
And avoid the watching of the Roman soldiers?
并且避免被看守的兵丁所看到吗？
And even Jesus escaped from the tomb, and he should stay at home and take a rest, but rather he traveled around the place and appeared to different disciples.
就算耶稣自己醒来之后逃跑了，在他这样的一个身体状况底下，他应该自己待在家里休养，而不是跑到到处走，然后给大家看见他。
So the reason people die on the cross is because they cannot breathe.
人之所以会在十字架上死, 乃是因为他们不能呼吸而死。
And one has to be supported by the feet in order to inhale.
那如果要呼吸的话, 他们必须就要用自己的脚撑起自己的身体来呼吸。
So in order to ensure that the person on the cross is dead, the soldier will come around and broke their leg.
因此当十字架的人要被确定是否死亡的话, 兵丁有的时候必须叫用长枪去测试看这个人是否真正死掉或者用长枪把他的腿打断。
But when the soldier came to Jesus, they saw he's dead, so therefore he did not break Jesus' leg in order, and as a result, to fulfill the prophecy.
当兵丁来测试看耶稣是否死亡的时候，他们看见耶稣果然已经死了，因此他们没有打断耶稣的腿。So
all the hypotheses fail to explain the empty tomb.
而回应了旧约的预言，而这一些理论都证明，这一些耶稣复活的这一些假设都是错的。
The only conclusion we can get is Jesus is risen.
唯一的理由乃是耶稣基督确确实实的复活了。And
furthermore, Jesus himself already prophesied his own crucifixion.
最后很重要的是，乃是耶稣自己预言他会复活。So
when the Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus,
所以当法利赛人和撒都该人来到耶稣面前的时候,
So they test him, but Jesus replied, For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
他们来试探耶稣, 请他从天上显个神迹给他们看。 耶稣回答他们说, 除了约拿的神迹以外, 再也没有神迹给他们看。
A wicked and adulterous generation look for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah.
在一个邪恶淫乱的世代要求神迹, 除了约拿的神迹以外, 再也没有神迹给他们看了。
When the Jews come to Jesus and pointing at the gigantic building of the temple,
当犹太人来到耶稣面前, 然后把一个非常宏伟巨大的圣殿指给耶稣看的时候,
Jesus said, Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days.
耶稣回答他们, 你们拆毁这殿, 我3日之内要再建立起来。
But the temple Jesus has spoken of was his body.
但是耶稣说的这个圣殿乃是指他自己的身体而言的。
In the Old Testament, there are several verses point to the resurrection of the coming Messiah.
在旧约里面也有好几处经文预言耶稣基督的复活。
For example, Psalm chapter 16, verse 10.
譬如诗篇16章10节。
Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间, 也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
In Psalm chapter 110, verse 1 says,
诗篇110篇第一节这样说,
And this verse has been quoted 37 times in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
而这一节经文在新约里面曾经提起37次之多。
And the Lord says to my Lord,
耶和华对我主说,
The first Lord is Yahweh.
第一个在这边是指耶和华,
The second Lord is Adonai.
第二个主就是主。
The Lord says to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make you your animals a footstool for your feet.
你坐在我的右边, 等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳。
So how can Jesus sit at the Father, the right hand, right side of his Father?
那耶稣怎么可能是坐在天父神的右边呢？
He has to be resurrected first and then ascended to heaven.
他必须要先死，然后复活升天，然后才能坐在父神的右边。
So some skeptics accuse the reliability of the Old Testament.
那因此也有一些怀疑者，他们就指控旧约圣经的预言。
Well, they said all these prophecies was written after Jesus had died and resurrected to heaven.
他们认为旧约所写的这些预言乃是耶稣死了以后，他们后来的编写出来的东西。
So this is very important because after the discovery of the Dead Sea Scroll, the earliest Bible text called Masoretic text is written in the 10th century AD.
因为这个当时能够发现希伯来文手抄本最古老的一个古本呢，是在主后第十个世纪才找到的。
So scholars have no evidence to say that the prophecy concerning Jesus was written before his birth.
所以学者无法有一个实际的证明说旧约上面所写的耶稣基督的复活是在耶稣基督死之前所写的。However,
in 1947, someone discovered the Dead Sea Scroll.
但是在1947年的时候，死海古卷被人发现了。So
what's significant is that all those fragments of the scriptures are written before Jesus' time.
而这个手抄本当他发现去证明的时候，发现这些写的旧约的章节乃是在耶稣出生之前所写的。
And among these fragments of the scriptures, one is the book of Isaiah, which is very complete.
在这些所发现的旧约当中，手抄本里面就发现最完整的章节是以赛亚书。So
through the elaborate dating process, they found out all these discoveries was the book of Isaiah was written in 135 BC.
所以根据他们用一个科学验证的一个方法，他们查出鉴定这一个古卷的出现乃是在主前125年。Now
we are facing two sets of scriptures.
所以我们在这边，我们就看见有两套的经文被考古学家所发现。So
one is written, one is copied in the 10th century AD.
一个所发现的是在主后十世纪所发现的考古抄本。Another
set of documents is written in 125 BC.
然后他们又发现现在的死海古卷是在主前125年。So
when they compare these two documents, manuscripts, they find out they are very identical.
当他们对照这两个考古学家所找到的手抄本之后，他们发现几乎一模一样。So
we can conclude that all the prophecies written about Jesus were written before his birth.
所以我们发现旧约当中讲到耶稣复活的这一些预言乃是在耶稣出生之前就已经写下来的。Now
all the data I present to you concerning about the resurrection of Jesus was coming from the New Testament.
我刚刚提到所有有关耶稣基督复活的资料来自新约。
Now say Jesus was resurrected in 33 AD.
如果说耶稣是在主后33年复活的话,
So if you look at the time of writing of the New Testament, including the book of Acts, it's less than 70 years after the event.
如果我们看新约当中的福音书，并且包括使徒行传的话，我们确信这一些都是在主后70年之前所写的。
So let me give you a perspective.
所以让我给大家一个观点。
So Buddha was born in 600 BC.
佛祖是生于主前600年。
But the scripture of Buddhism was not appeared until Jesus' time.
但是有关佛祖的记载乃是在主后100年才找到第一本。
So you see the New Testament and the crucifixion event is only less than 70 years apart.
如果我们回去看有关耶稣的记载的话，也不过是在主后不到70年所成书的。But
the Buddhism scripture and Buddha himself was 600 years apart.
但是有关佛祖的记载却是在记载出现已经有600年之久。
And the biography of Buddha was written 100 years after his birth.
有关佛祖自己的记载乃是在主后100年之后，死后100年。
Another example is Muhammad.
另一个可以提起的就是穆罕默德。
He was 570 to 632 AD figures.
他的出现乃是从主后五百七十年到六百三十二年。
But his biography was written 135 years later.
他的传记却在他死后135年才成书。
So if we believe this record is true, so there's no reason why we are not believing the New Testament is reliable.
如果有些人会相信这一些的经典的话，就没有理由不相信圣经上的记载。So
this is a Jesus' life. Before he was born, the biography already written.
这个乃是耶稣生平的记载，在他未出生以前。 他的传记已经写成了。
So if you take the Old Testament prophecy and put it together, you come up with a document not very much different from the New Testament.
所以大家如果把旧约圣经有关耶稣的预言把它综合在一起的时候，大家会发现这里的记载与新约的记载没有多大的差异。
So the longer the time gap, and the easier for the legend of myth of folklore introduced into the story.
传记的形成如果与那个人物的出现相隔越远的话，越容易有一些所谓的人为的猜想和假说和故事掺杂在其中。
So the New Testament Bible and Jesus' life and have a characteristic of immediacy.
然而新约圣经记载耶稣基督的生平却是如此的精准和有历史性,
which ensure the historicity and the authenticity.
因此确保其历史性的真实性。
So I'm talking about another document which I call it confessional statement.
让我提及另一个文献，就是信仰表白，which
is the earliest document concerning the resurrection of Jesus.
乃是表明我们对基督信仰最早的文献。So
let's say Jesus was resurrected in AD 33.
如果说 耶稣是在主后33年复活的话,
so this piece of document has been circulated among the Christian circle in the period of 33 to 35.
这份信仰表白已经在耶路撒冷所传阅, 大概是主后33年到35年的时候。
At that time, the Christian was greatly persecuted.
在那个时候基督徒受到大迫害。
And Paul was one of them that persecuted Christian.
而保罗就是迫害这些基督徒其中的一个领导者。
So during this persecution, some of the Christians in Jerusalem took this document to Antioch.
当基督徒被迫害的时候, 有一些基督徒就带着这一份文献从耶路撒冷到安提阿。
And that document will stay in the church of Antioch until
这份文献就一直留在安提阿教会。
And Paul was converted and baptized in AD 35.
而保罗就在主后35年的时候得救信主。
So 20 years later, he came to the city of Corinth and wrote the first Corinthians.
那20年之后,他来到哥林多教,写下了哥林多前书。
So in the first Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 1 to 7, was a direct quote from this confession statement.
而在哥林多前书,保罗就直接引用了信仰表白中间所 讲述的话语。
So Corinthians 15, 3 to 8 says, For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, that he was buried, and he was raised on the third day according to the scripture, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then he to all the apostles. And Paul himself add verse 8 into it. He said, and last of all, I appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born.
在哥林多前书15章,保罗就引用了信仰表白里面的话语,他这样说,我当日所领受的又传给你们,第一就是基督照圣经所说,为我们的罪死了,并且埋葬,又照圣经所说,第三天复活了,并且显现给基法看,然后显现给12个使徒看。 后来一时显现给500多弟兄看,其中一大半到如今还在,却也有已经睡了的。后来显现给雅各看,再显现给众使徒看,保罗自己后来又加上他自己底下的这一节圣经说,末了也显现给我看,就是保罗自己,我如未到产期而生的人一般。
So let's talk about the significance of the resurrection of Jesus.
然后接下来我们看耶稣复活的神学意义在哪里?
Romans chapter 1 verse 4 says, And who through the spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
罗马书第1章第4节这样说,复活证明耶稣是神的儿子,按圣善的灵说,应从死里复活,以大能显明是神的儿子。So
therefore, resurrection vindicate the title of Jesus.
因此复活就证明也确认耶稣是神的儿子。And
resurrection also verify that Jesus is the mediator between God and mankind.
而复活也证明耶稣就是在神和人中间的那一位中保。And
he also vindicate that Jesus is the high priest.
也再一次证明他就是那位大祭司。
And let's look at the theological aspect of the redemption.
然后我们来看看在耶稣, 在神学上, 耶稣复活的意义。
And I think this verse is also important. He was delivered over the death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
在这边讲的非常重要的是, 耶稣基督的死, 让我们, 得以称义。
So when Jesus died, and he already paid the penalty of the sin, so therefore our sin is imputed to him.
耶稣的死让罪归在他身上, 因此我们的罪就归于他了。
So we are acquitted.
所以我们就不, 被宣判无罪了。
But we are not vindicated.
但是我们实质上我们并不是无罪。
So once Jesus was vindicated, and his resurrection will prove that he is sinless.
但是他能够复活就证明他是无罪的。
Once he has proven to be sinless, then he has his own righteousness.
当他能够证明他是无罪的时候，他就是证明他是义。
So this proven righteousness will impute it into us.
因此，因着他是一个公义的，他就把他的义归在我们身上了。
So this is what we call the doctrine of double imputation.
所以我们在这边是所谓的双重的归算论。So
this is the essence of our gospel.
这也就是我们 福音当中的核心。
So lastly and quickly, the resurrection gives us hope.
最后, 这神学带出来的意义是给我们信徒有一个盼望。
But Christ was indeed has been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
耶稣基督已经从死里复活, 成为睡了之人的初熟的果子。
So when we die, we are not dead forever. We just fallen asleep.
所以当我们死的时候，实际上我们不是真的死了，我们是不过睡了吧。And
we have the hope of resurrection.
而且我们对未来复活有的盼望。So
this hope has been verified by Jesus' resurrection.
而这样的一个盼望乃是由耶稣基督自己的复活给证实了。Another
thing is, the resurrection triumphs over death.
另一个就是耶稣基督的复活代表他胜过死亡。So
the greatest death is death. The greatest enemy is death.
对人类最大的威胁就是死亡。Therefore,
Corinthians chapter 15 again says, when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
所以保罗在这边说，这里必朽坏的，既变成不朽坏的，这必死的变成不死的。那时经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。Where,
O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？ 死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。But
thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神，使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜。Finally,
the resurrection gives us purposefulness of our life and gives us a mission.
最后，复活的基督赐给我们生命，让我们对生命有一个使命感。Therefore,
in verse 58, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们啊，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里不是徒然的。
So I hope my message will encourage brother and sister to serve God diligently and to love him all the more.
希望我的信息能够兼顾弟兄弟姊妹更爱主。
So that we can give glory to our Father who is in heaven.
让我们把一切荣耀归于我们在天上的父神。
Let us bow as we pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for this resurrection message.
亲爱的恩主，我们为着你赐给我们复活的信息，我们感恩。
You have given us the glorious hope.
你赐给我们荣耀的盼望。
And give us the courage to face adversity and even death.
鼓励我们能够勇敢面对挑战，甚至死亡。
Give us the strength to serve you and worship you.
赐给我们力量，让我们懂得如何服侍你。
To the glory of our Heavenly Father.
为着我们天父的荣耀。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.